This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. soldier Travis King is on his way home after being expelled by North Korea. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Sweden was the chief interlocutor with North Korea on the transfer, while China helped facilitate the transfer, according to three senior Biden administration officials who briefed reporters on the condition of anonymity to discuss the transfer. One official underscored that the U.S. was grateful for China's assistance, but that Beijing did not play a further mediating role in the events. The advisers said that the U.S. had first learned through Swedish officials earlier this month that North Korea was looking to expel King, the U.S. not providing any concessions to the North in exchange for King. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The investigation continues into a fire at a packed wedding hall in northern Iraq where more than 100 people were killed and at least 150 others injured. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Survivors said hundreds of people were at the wedding celebration after an earlier church service. The fire began about an hour into the event when flares ignited a ceiling decoration as the bride and groom danced. The Interior Ministry said it had issued 4 arrest warrants for the owners of the wedding hall, state media reported. And President Abdul Latif Rashid has called for an investigation. State media added that preliminary information indicated that the building was made of highly flammable construction materials, which contributed to its rapid collapse.
There was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. And Malayan political groups expressed outrage on Wednesday at the junta's decision to postpone indefinitely the presidential election that was supposed to bring back civilian rule that was initially set for February. This is VOA News. The staffs of television shows are returning to work as the Writers Guild of America declares its strike over after nearly 5 months. AP entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has that story.
The late night talk shows will be back on the air by Monday. They were among the first shows affected by the Writers Guild of America strike. Bill Maher says his show Real Time will return on Friday. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver will be on the air Sunday. WGA leaders approved its contract Tuesday and told its members they may return to work. Scripted series might take longer to return since the Actors Union SAG-AFTRA is still on strike in a separate contract dispute with major studios. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
7 U.S. Republican presidential candidates sparred sharply at a debate Wednesday night, each trying to break from the pack to become the main challenger to former President Donald Trump, who holds a commanding lead for the party's 2024 presidential nomination, even as he faces 4 criminal indictments. But Trump, as he did last month, snubbed the party-sponsored debate, which immediately drew a rebuke from 2 of his opponents. Trump strategically figured he had nothing to gain by appearing on the same debate stage as his opponents when national polling showed him with more than a 40% lead over his closest rival. The U.S. Senate is moving ahead with a bipartisan approach to prevent a government shutdown. But on the House of Representatives side, Speaker Kevin McCarthy is seeking to break a stalemate by asking hard-right Republicans to do what they said they'd never do and pass their own temporary measure to keep the government open. A House test vote is set for Friday, one day before the shutdown deadline. And a World Health Organization is calling on schools to protect children from toxic impact of tobacco. Lisa Schlein has that story from Geneva.
The WHO guide highlights 4 ways to promote a nicotine and tobacco-free environment for young people. They include banning nicotine and tobacco products on school campuses, prohibiting the sale of e-cigarettes and other tobacco products near schools, and banning the advertisement and promotion of tobacco products near schools. The guide also calls on schools to refuse sponsorships or engagement with tobacco and nicotine industries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Azerbaijan detained the former head of the Nagorno-Karabakh separatist government as he tried to join thousands crossing into Armenia following Azerbaijan's 24-hour blitz last week to reclaim control of that region. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.